On the last slide, it gave bond lengths and bond energies between two atoms, say carbon-carbon or carbon-oxygen. But it really depends on the molecule that they're in. So it doesn't just depend on the pair of atoms in the bond. It depends on the rest of the molecule. And you see that here in a photospectroscopy measurement. This is a measurement where you shine light, in this case x-rays, you shine light on a sample and you look at the energy of the electrons that come flying out. This was the experiment that Einstein won the Nobel Prize for. He didn't get it for relativity, but he got it for the photoelectric effect. He explained what happens when a photon comes in and knocks an electron out of some material. And this is a graph that shows the energy of the electron that comes out for carbon in different molecules. So the energy levels of carbon in different molecules are different enough that you can use the energy of that electron that comes flying out to figure out what the environment of this carbon atom is. And this is also true of things like bond length and bond strength. It's not just the two atoms in the bond. You have to solve the molecular orbital for the whole molecule. So if you want to know the bond strength of a certain bond in a molecule, you put the whole molecule there. You move the two atoms you're interested in a little bit, you calculate the energy, you move them some more, you calculate the energy, you go like that, and get the bond potential for the bond between these two atoms in the whole molecule.